To all those who braved new worlds in search of something more. And to Victor, always. Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night. From Songs of Experience by William Blake. As gamblers to the wheel's bright spell, as drunkards to their raging thirst, as corpses to their worms, accursed be thou. Oh, be thou damned to hell. From Le Vampire by Charles Baudelaire. The Awakening. First, there is nothing, only silence. A sea of oblivion. Then flashes of memory take shape. Snippets of sound. The laughter of a loved one. The popping of wood sap in a fireplace. The smell of butter melting across fresh bread. An image emerges from the chaos, sharpening with each second. A crying young woman, her eyes like emeralds, her hair like spilled ink, leans over him, clutching his blood-stained hand, pleading with him in muffled tones. Who am I? He wonders. Dark amusement winds through him. He is nothing. No one. Nobody. The scent of blood suffuses his nostrils, intoxicatingly sweet. Like lechosa from a fruit stand in San Juan, its juice dripping down his shirt sleeves. He becomes hunger. Not a kind of hunger he's ever known before, but an all-consuming void. A dull ache around his dead heart, a blast of bloodlust searing through his veins. It knifes through his stomach like the talons on a bird of prey. Rage builds in his chest. The desire to seek and destroy, to consume life. Let it fill the emptiness within him. Where there was once a sea of oblivion, there is now a canvas painted red, the color dripping like rain at his feet, setting his world aflame.
My city, my family, my love.
Who am I? From the fires of his fury, a name emerges.
Bastian. My name is Sebastian Saint-Germain.
Bastian. I lie still, my body weightless, immobile. It feels like I'm locked in a pitch-black room, unable to speak. Choking on the smoke of my own folly. My uncle did this to me once when I was 9. My closest friend, Michael, and I had stolen a box of cigars, hand-rolled by an elderly lady from Havana, who worked on the corner of Burgundy and St. Louis. When Uncle Nico caught us smoking them in the alley behind Jacques, he sent Michael home, his voice deathly quiet, filled with foreboding. Then my uncle locked me in a hall closet with a box of cigars and a tin of matches. He told me I could not leave until I finished every single one of them. That was the last time I ever smoked a cigar. It took me weeks to forgive Uncle Nico. Years to stomach the smell of burning tobacco anywhere in my vicinity. Half a lifetime to understand why he'd felt the need to teach that particular lesson. I try to swallow this ghost of bile. I fail. I know what Nicodemus has done. Though the memory is still unclear, fogged by the weakness of my dying body, I know he has made me into one of them. I am now a vampire, like my uncle before me. Like my mother before me, who faced the final death willingly, her lips stained red and a lifeless body in her arms. I am a soulless son.